理课堂听 class.com。
您将要听到的是澳洲广播电台每周播出一课的旅游业英语教程。您可以在我们的网站 radioaustralia.net.au/MAND 的英语讲座网页中下载先前各课的录音以及其他的文字教材。旅游业英语
English for Tourism
第十讲，为人指路。
Lesson 10, Giving Directions.
各位听众朋友好，欢迎您收听旅游业英语。我是澳洲广播电台中文部节目主持人马建元。在第九课中，我们学习了如何为客人指路，如何提出建议，以及如何向客人解释某一行动需要多少时间。在这一课中，我们要遇到蒙娜女士，她的父亲杰克，以及他们所乘坐的计程车司机乔。我们要重温有关指路的句型，学习一些新的对话及询问对方从何处来之类的问句句型。另外，我们还要学习如何向客人表达他应付款项的数额。在我们继续学习为人指路的对话之前，先让我们一起来复习一下这段对话的第一部分。
Good morning, Miss White, Mr. Weber.
Good morning, Leo.
Hi, Leo. Is there a shopping centre nearby?
The Starlight Centre has over 100 shops. I'm sure you'll find what you want there.
And how do we get there?
Well, turn right outside the hotel and left at the traffic lights. Go straight up the street. Cross at the next set of lights and turn right at the pink tower.
Oh dear, that's too hard to remember.
Well then, what about a taxi? You can get one just outside the hotel.
I don't mind walking, Mona. We turn right outside the hotel, Leo?
Yes, that's right. Then left at the traffic lights.
Turn left?
That's right. Then walk straight up the street.
How long does it take to walk there?
It takes about 10 minutes.
Then let's get a cab, Dad. Thanks anyway, Leo.
My pleasure.
好，我们继续学习第十课，为人指路。
Where to?
请问去哪里？
Do you speak English?
你讲英语吗？
Just a little.
我只讲一点点。
Starlight Shopping Center, please. It's left at the traffic lights.
请去星光购物中心，它在交通灯的左边。
Don't worry, I know the way. Where do you come from?
不用担心，我认识路的。你们是哪个国家来的？
Australia.
澳大利亚。
How long are you here for?
Oh, 你们在本地停留多久呢？
3 weeks.
三个星期。
3 weeks in the city?
三个星期都留在城里吗？
No, we're going north on Saturday.
不，我们星期六就去北方。请注意，乔是如何询问他的乘客要去什么地方的。
Where to?
Where to? 请问去哪里？这是一种在英语里已经被广泛接受的短句形式。完整的句型应该是 Where are you going to? 请听老师的示范。
Where to? Where to?
当我们想要问对方来自什么地方或国家时，我们可以使用乔说的下面这个句型，他是这样说的
Where do you come from?
你们是哪个国家来的？这个句型的简略说法是 Where are you from? 请跟着老师一起练习
Where do you come from? Where do you come from? Where are you from?Where are you from?
在对话过程中，计程车司机乔希望了解他的乘客要在本地停留多久。
How long are you here for?
你们在本地停留多久呢？
3 weeks.
三个星期。同样的问题，乔还可以这样提问 How long are you staying? 你们在本地停留多久呢？请听老师的示范，并跟着重复。
How long are you here for? How long are you here for? How long are you staying? How long are you staying?
请完整的听一遍这一部分对话，并请在计程车司机乔的讲话之后跟着重复。
Where to?
Do you speak English?
Just a little.
Starlight Shopping Centre, please. It's left at the traffic lights.
Don't worry. I know the way. Where do you come from?
Australia.
How long are you here for?
3 weeks.
3 weeks in the city?
No, we're going north on Saturday.
各位听众朋友，您现在收听的是澳洲广播电台为您编播制作的旅游业英语。第十讲，为人指路。
Lesson 10, Giving Directions.
Well, here we are, the Starlight Centre.
That was quick. I'll get this, Dad.
That'll be $6.50. The main entrance is over there, on the right.
What's your name, driver?
Joe.
Nice to meet you, Joe.
Nice to meet you, too.
Keep the change, Joe.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Hope you enjoy your stay.
请再听一遍对话的内容及中文翻译。
Well, here we are, the Starlight Centre.
我们到了，这里就是星光购物中心。
That was quick. I'll get this, Dad.
真快呀，我来付钱吧，爸爸。
That'll be $6.50.
一共是六块五。
The main entrance is over there, on the right.
购物中心的大门在那边，您的右侧。
What's your name, driver?
司机先生，请问您叫什么名字？
Joe.
我的名字是乔。
Nice to meet you, Joe.
很高兴认识您，乔。
Nice to meet you, too.
我也很高兴认识您。
Keep the change, Joe.
请不用找钱了，乔。
Thanks.
谢谢。
Bye.
再见。
Bye. Hope you enjoy your stay.
再见。希望您在此地旅行愉快。您注意到了吗？杰克在即将下车的时候询问了计程车司机的姓名。也许您会感到有些奇怪，他们之间也许以后再也不会见面了，杰克为什么要打听司机的名字呢？在西方的文化中， 有些人喜欢称呼他人的名字，而不只是简单的用 you 你这个字，或者是他人的职务名称来称呼他人。现在就请您注意听一下，我们这段对话中的人物在初次相遇之后分别时是怎么说的吧。
Nice to meet you, Joe.
很高兴认识您，乔。
Nice to meet you too.
我也很高兴认识您。请注意听并跟着重复下列的句子。
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
另外请注意听计程车司机乔是如何向乘客收取车资的。
That'll be $6.50.
一共是6.5. That'll be 是 that will be， 这里指的是车资的简略说法，请注意听并跟着重复。
That'll be $6.50. That'll be $10. That'll be $50, thanks.
现在让我们再一起听一遍刚才的这段对话，请在乔的讲话之后重复他的句子。
Well, here we are. The Starlight Center.
That was quick. I'll get this, Dad.
That'll be $6.50.The main entrance is over there. On the right.
What's your name, driver?
Joe.
Nice to meet you, Joe.
Nice to meet you, too.
Keep the change, Joe.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Hope you enjoy your stay.
接下来让我们完整的听一遍我们分别在第九和第十课中学习的为人指路这段对话。
Good morning, Miss White, Mr. Weber.
Good morning, Leo.
Hi, Leo. Is there a shopping center nearby?
The Starlight Center has over 100 shops. I'm sure you'll find what you want there.
And how do we get there?
Well, turn right outside the hotel and left at the traffic lights. Go straight up the street, cross at the next set of lights, and turn right at the pink tower.
Oh dear, that's too hard to remember.
Well then, what about a taxi? You can get one just outside the hotel.
I don't mind walking, Mona.We turn right outside the hotel, Leo?
Yes, that's right. Then left at the traffic lights.
Turn left?
That's right. Then walk straight up the street.
How long does it take to walk there?
It takes about 10 minutes.
Then let's get a cab, Dad. Thanks anyway, Leo.
My pleasure.
Where to?
Do you speak English?
Just a little.
Starlight Shopping Center, please. It's left at the traffic lights.
Don't worry. I know the way. Where do you come from?
Australia.
Ah. How long are you here for?
3 weeks.
3 weeks in the city?
No, we're going north on Saturday.
Well, here we are. The Starlight Center.
That was quick. I'll get this, Dad.
That'll be $6.50. The main entrance is over there, on the right.
What's your name, driver?
Joe.
Nice to meet you, Joe.
Nice to meet you, too.
Keep the change, Joe.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Hope you enjoy your stay.
在结束第十课之前，请再听一遍老师示范的对话中的一些句子。
Where to? Where to? Don't worry, I know the way. Nice to meet you, nice to meet you. Hope you enjoy your stay. Where to? Where to? Don't worry, I know the way. Nice to meet you, nice to meet you. Hope you enjoy your stay.
旅游业英语是由澳大利亚规模最大的教授专业英语的多元文化成人教育中心编写。各位听众朋友，旅游业英语的第十课到这里就全部结束了。在下一课第十一课中，我们将开始学习购物活动中所使用的一些英语句子。第十一课的题目是购物。如果您有时间的话，欢迎您浏览澳洲广播电台的国际互联网网页。我们的网址是 abc.net.au/ra。澳大利亚维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心的网址是 ames.net.au。各位听众朋友，我们下次节目时间再会。